which are the components of the musculoskeletal system? So we have many components. We will start bone, muscle, joint, tendon, ligaments, cartilage, and vessel. No one can work alone. All of them will work together. So طلاب طب سنة رابعة اللي بيهمكم من هذا كله how to take history and physical examination. So as usual, the history and physical examination of the musculoskeletal system will start with the patient profile. Full patient profile, then we will move to the chief complaint. The chief complaint usually is pain, the most common presenting system to the orthopedic is pain.
الصوت واضح ورا ولا مش واضح؟ واضح؟ آخر واحد الصوت واضح آه؟ تمام. So we will start with the secret. أول إشي بس يجي المريض يحكي لنا بدنا عندي pain. We will start pain analysis. And we will start with the onset. And we have two types of onset. Sudden onset and gradual onset. Okay? Then we will move to the duration. Then the character of the pain. So in orthopedic, we have a lot of character for the pain. Bearing pain, which is usually associated with nerve problem. Okay? Dull ache pain, which is usually associated with osteoarthritis. Stabbing pain, we can see stabbing pain in fracture and trauma. Then we will move to the course of the disease. في حد بيحكي لنا ايش يعني course of the disease؟ ممكن حد يحكي لنا ايش يعني course؟ تفضل. ممتاز. Okay. So course of the disease we mean is it progressive increasing in severity or is it the same intensity or decreasing in intensity? Timing. في حد بيعرف ايش يعني timing؟ Okay. No, this is called aggravating and relieving factor. انت بديت صح. اللي حكته انه timing of the pain mean is the pain continuous or intermittent. And if it is intermittent, which time of the day the pain appear? يعني اي جزء من اليوم الالم بده. Severity. Okay, how we ask about the severity? واحد ينفع يدو يحكي وانا بكره تفضل. Okay, so the first question is on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 being the most severe pain of your life, how would we grade your pain? Okay, طب pain definition بيختلف بين البشر. يعني في واحد تفضلي. Okay, تفضلي. So the second option, عشان أنا أقدر أفرق بين البشر, we asked about limitation of daily activity. Aggravating and relieving factor, okay? So usually the aggravating factor in musculoskeletal system is movement, just movement. The aggravating factor, movement. And the relieving factor usually is pain medication. Location or site. What I mean by sight? Okay? في حدا بيعرف what I mean by sight من فوق؟ أي حدا؟ كلنا يعني هو discussion مفتوح. Sight, تفضل.
Pain localized في منطقة معينة ولا generalized؟
ممتاز, ممتاز. So is the pain localized or diffused? أنا في بعض الأحيان بصير لخبطة بيجي بحكي لك السايت هو مثلا the left shoulder. This is not the site. This is the region. So the site, it is either localized and the patient can put one finger, which will be like an enemy one, or diffuse, which will be like an enemy, how you want to put it. So what is the difference between localized and diffuse pain? Anybody know? It's a ferret pain, localized and diffuse pain. So, for example, So we need in the differential diagnosis. We need a help in the differential diagnosis. Okay. So usually localized pain indicates a problem in the shoulder or in the knee, in the tendon. Diffuse pain usually indicate nerve problem, مشكلة بالأعصاب. والمصطلح الكبير اللي بتفضل اسمه radiculo okay. Radiation and associated symptoms. So what how we can classify associated symptoms? هو اللي في حد بيعرف كيف يسوي classification؟ I had an idea of associated symptoms. So we divide them into constitutional symptoms, which are fever, chills, rigor, weight loss, generalized weakness and fatigue, and localized constitutional symptoms. So we're going to talk a little bit about localized constitutional symptoms. Stiffness. في مصطلحين قريبين جدا عن stiffness، واحد اسمه locking، واحد اسمه limited range of motion. So we have three terms: stiffness, locking, and limited range of motion. Stiffness mean limited painful range of motion. Locking mean sudden improvement in the range of motion, and loss of the range of motion يعني no range of motion. خليني اشرح لكم اياها على الالبو. So stiffness بيجي المريض بحكي له open your elbow، بيجي بفتره. And then the end of the movement. So نفس السرعة عنده painful range of motion. Looking بيجي بفتح الالبو بعديها بوصل درجة معينة بعدين stop، بعدين المريض لازم يسوي حركة مفاجئة عشان يكمل. وقف فجأة واحدة. And usually looking indicate there is a loose body inside the jaw. Limited range of motion بكل بساطة بتحكي له افتحه بيفتح له زاوية معينة and there is no further movement. So we have either generalized or localized stiffness. Generalized stiffness usually indicate generalized disease such as rheumatological disease. Rheumatoid arthritis, gout, SLP, and localized stiffness indicate regional problem. The problem is in the elbow. So timing is very important, and usually the stiffness appears in the morning. Timing is very usually is that the stiffness can take more than 30 minutes. This indicates rheumatological disease. If less than 15 minutes, this indicates problem in the joint. Swelling. How we are going to classify swelling? How we classify swelling? Okay. So the first classification for bending and not bending, generalized diffuse or localized. The localized part of the swelling is called mass. So, سورة اللي تحت, there is a localized swelling. I can get the border of this swelling, and this is called mass. سورة الثانية, diffuse, and we subdivide the diffuse swelling into bending and then bending swelling. This is example of redness, deformity. So there is some difference between the orthopedic history and the history of الأقسام الثانية, because we have a chronic problem, we have acute problem, such as fractures. مريض صار عنده كسر. This is acute problem. So I must ask more question about the mechanism of injury. But in a chronic problem, we have to ask questions about previous attack, history of involvement of other joint. There is actually some difficulty between in the differential diagnosis between orthopedic problem, muscular skeleton, and the rheumatological disease. The rheumatological disease usually is more diffuse. Now, after finishing the history of a present illness, what's next? Review of system, okay? Fever, weight loss, pain, related positive. يعني أنا كنت وأنا طالب سنة رابعة وسنة خامسة كنت في بعض الأحيان ألاقي صعوبة من بس أحكي هيستوري ففي بعض الأحيان يقولي ليش أنت هاي حطيتها بالريفيو أوف سيستم ليش ما حطيتها بالهيستوري أوف بزنس سو إف أي ثينك وأنا باخذ ريفيو أوف سيستم ذي إنفورميشن إز ريليتد تو ماي دايجنوسيس أي ويل موف إت فروم ريفيو أوف سيستم تو the history of the present illness, okay? يعني مثلاً مريض أنا شاكك عنده rheumatological disease معين وهذا rheumatological disease بيسوينا joint problem بيسوينا infection or conjunctivitis in the eye وأنا باجي باخد the review of system مريض شكى من the redness I will move it from the review of system to the history of the present illness. So the past history, usually, the past history, usually it is past medical history, past surgical history, and prior injury or operation. Medication and allergies, usually the most common used medication is non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug, steroid, narcotic. Family history is very important, and social history, full social history. يمكن هلا احنا بدينا نزهق من اللي هو المعلومات النظرية. هلا اللي بهمنا كطلاب physical examination. The examination is very important. And usually how we start our examination? اي حد يرفع ايدك كيلي سهل. ايش البارت؟ تفضل. اوكي. And what are the parts of the examination? ممتاز. Palpation, inspection, palpation, then percussion, auscultation. ممتاز. So, يعني احنا ما عنا palpation, ما عنا auscultation. In orthopedic, there is no auscultation, there is no need to use. So, we like subdivide the our physical examination راح يضل يمر عليكم هذا مصطلح كثير look feel move special test okay so look inspection feel palpation okay move the limb and then special test we will start with the inspection what are the prerequisites for inspection 97 صح؟ 97 لابس بلوزة حمراء لأنك نمت بدي إياك تصحصح معي شوي. أوكي. So what are the prerequisites for inspection؟ احكي لي، إيش متطلبات الانسبكشن؟ أنا بدي نو تفضلي. نو نو نو، أنا ما بحكي لك what is the inspection. بحكي لك ما هي متطلبات الانسبكشن. ممتاز. واحد exposure and I mean by exposure joint above and joint below. ممتاز. في حدا بعرف؟ Okay. So يعني إحنا نختلف عن الابدومين نختلف عن الكاردوفاسكولار سيستم. Now we have two upper limb and two lower limb. So always the prerequisite for any inspection is two limb. بدي أسوي exposure to two knees أنا عم بفحص knee I must do exposure for two knee two joint above and joint below and actually I must be wise بس أنا أحكي two joint okay يعني أنا ما بقدر أمرات ألتزم حرفيا لأنه واحد مثلا أنا بدي أفحص له knee I cannot expose the whole patient okay two surface what I mean by two surface anterior and posterior surface okay two side two joint and two surface
So, okay. So what I expect, انت حكيت عنه, we expect for scar, rash, lesion, asymmetry, deformity, we swelling, erythema, and position of the limb. Okay. Before moving, I will discuss something about percussion. انا حكيت لكم ما في auscultation بالorthopedic. مفروض انه ما في percussion. ولكن في عنا اشي اسمه percussion of the near pathway. يعني اذا انا في عندي nerve, superficial nerve, زي الالنر nerve, and I do percussion on that nerve, I can get information about the nerve. And this is called tunnel test or tunnel sign. يعني اكيد في حدا منكم مرة خبط كورة بالطاولة وصار يشعر انه في زي electrical shooting pain. This is the tunnel test. يعني انا اعتقد انه البالبيشن هو one of the most important thing in orthopedic examination. Why? يعني بحكينا ليش؟ تفضلي. اوكي. اذا بتتذكروا يعني انا اول المحاضرة حكيت لكم pain is either localized pain or diffuse pain. اوكي. واحنا بس كنا ناخذ اناتومي كان دائما في اخر اي شابتر شيء اسمه سيرفيس اناتومي. اوكي. اند سيرفيس اناتومي انديكيت وات؟ انديكيت ذا اندرلاينج ستراكشر. اوكي. سو اف اي دو ماي بالبيشن اي بالبيت فور لوكالايزد اندرمس. اوكي. So, like, if I palpate the elbow and I find any tenderness on the olecranon, this there is olecranon pathology. Again, the knee, we have tibial tuberosity, we have patella, we have tibia, we have femur. So, localized tenderness is very important to give us a clue about the disease. So, and we palpate for what? في حدا بعرف؟ الفيل. الفيل for what? Feel localized tenderness and temperature. Okay? So we feel also for temperature. Now we will move to move. Okay? So we start usually with the active range of motion. يعني أنا باجي بحكي للمريض عم بسوي examination للإلبو. بكل بساطة بحكي للمريض افتح الإلبو. Open your elbow. If the patient cannot do active range of motion, then I will go to the passive range of motion. تعرف إيش الفرق بين active range of motion والpassive؟ تفضل. Yes. The active, the patient will do the movement, but the passive, I will do the movement instead of the patients. Then I will do my power test. يعني أنا مفروض بالوضع الطبيعي مريض عنده any pathology in his knee. So I started with what? تعرف كيف بدأ الexamination إذا بدي أفحص power? I will start with the normal side. I will start with the left knee and then I will know the power of the patient, then I will move to the other side. And we have a grading system which from 0 to 5, 0 there is no contraction, complete paralysis, 1 is contraction but no movement, and 3 contraction but no movement, 2 is passive range of motion, 3 full range of motion against the gravity, full range of motion, 4 against resistance, and 5 full range of motion against resistance. So anybody know what is the meaning of against the gravity? كيف بدي اطبقها اصلا على ارض الواقع؟ Okay. So as simple as that. أنا بدي أفحص الرينج اوف موشن على الإلبو. How are you going to examine? أنا بتحكي للمريض open your elbow. كيف بدي أفحصه؟ No, this is بدي أفحص ال extension. ما بدي أفحص ال flexion. Okay. So if I ask the patient to open his elbow like this, this is not logic because this is with gravity. يعني لو عنده مشكلة بالمصل أو بالنير وأحكي له افتح إيدك على آخر رح تنزل بالجرافيتي. So I examine against the gravity. I do the elbow like this and I tell the patient to do extension. هلا بس أجي أفحص الفليكشن أسوي هيك against the gravity. Okay. حتى إذا بتتذكروا إذا حدا بروح منكم على الجيم وبنقوي العضلات بس أجي أسوي تمارين الترايسبس I do it against the gravity. So vascular examination is very important, okay? And I usually start distal to proximal. So if I want to examine the lower limb, I start with the most distal pulses I can feel, which is, if you have to know what it is, dorsalis pedis. If it is not palpated, then I will move to tibialis posterior. If it is not palpated, I will move to the popliteal artery, then to the femoral artery. Okay. بدي حدا متطوع عشان physical examination upper limb ما راح نفحصه على البنت كثير. من يتطوع؟ أي حدا يتطوع؟ يلا 97 أنت خلص نصيبك. اليوم معنا ايش اسمك بس لو سمحت؟ عمار اهلا وسهلا يا عمار بعدين يعني انت بالاخر اكثر واحد راح تستفيد صح؟ لانه كنت معنا So we will start with the shoulder
The range of motion on the shoulder okay, is This movement is what called flexion, okay? And this movement, extension, okay? Abduction, okay? Adduction, okay? And okay, that External rotation and internal rotation. By the movement, what is it? Do you know what it is? Circumduction, okay? So this means that the shoulder has a very wide range of motion. ماذا يعني ذلك؟ أي حدا؟ بس خلينا معك أي حدا عنده أي معلومات؟ اوكي هذا إيش بيساعدك؟ تعرف خصائص الشولدر. It is less stable. So the more you have range of motion, the less stability you have. So, and actually, the shoulder joint is the most common dislocated big joint in the body. أكثر big joint, see dislocation in the shoulder joints. في حدا بحزر ليش أكثر joint? تفضلين صوت. Okay, قرب تفضلين. ما هو ليش range of motion? Okay, جربت كثير. Okay, so let's assume this is the head of the humerus. The glenoid, which articulate with the head of the humerus, is very shallow. شكلها زي الصحن. Okay, على عكس الأسيتابولا. الأسيتابولا, the bone structure was very big. It hold the whole head of the femur. So the bony contribution for the stability of shoulder is low. عشان هيك بتيجي المعلومة الثانية اللي انت حكيتيها. The most stabilizing factor of shoulder joint is muscle. Okay. And now how I am going to classify the muscle around the shoulder. Okay. اللي حكي عادي. So we divide them into the deep muscle which is called the rotator cuff muscle and the superficial muscle group. The superficial اللي هم biceps اللي هم الديلتويد muscle latissimus dorsal. I will start with the rotator cuff muscle. في حدا بيعرف ايش هو rotator cuff muscle؟ So we have four rotator cuff muscles. Supraspinatus, origin supraspinous fossa, invention greater tuberosity, function abduction of the limb. Okay? It initiate abduction in the first 15 to 30 degree. Okay? انت ترفع الايد لانه اللي بيكمل الابدكشن الديلتويد مسل. Okay? So supraspinatus, the first muscle, which is the most common muscle to be affected with rotator cuff pathology, the function تبعها is to initiate abduction. كيف بفحصها؟ بسوي combination of movement of flexion, abduction, and internal rotation. Okay? Okay? Again, flexion, abduction, internal rotation. بحكي للمريض ارفع ايدك للسقف وانا باجي بنزلها للاسفل، يعني يرفعها للاعلى against resistance. ارفع ايدك لفوق. So now what are the positive tests؟ ايش البوزيتيف؟ اما المريض يشعر بين واما يكون عنده ويكنس، صح؟ So pain usually indicate inflammation. But weakness usually indicate rupture of the muscle or nerve problem. Okay. بس ننزل خلينا نحكي تحت رح نلاقي two muscles هما infraspinatus and teres minor. Infraspinatus the origin is from infraspinous fossa. The insertion again on the greater tuberosity. The function is to do external rotation. How I examine the infraspinatus, بخلي الارم adapted to the trunk. مريض next his elbow يسوي external rotation against his ممتاز يا عمر. The teres minor origin from the lateral border of the scapula, insertion on the greater tuberosity, function again external rotation. But to examine the teres minor, I have to do 45 degrees of abduction and then ask the patient to do external rotation. Okay? هذول ال three muscles, again, بعيدهم, supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and teres minor. Okay? These muscles originate from the posterior border of the scapula. Okay? The only muscle that originate from the anterior surface. هي من منطقة اسمها sub scapular fossa the sub scapularis muscles and the function of the sub scapularis muscle is to do internal rotation. Okay. Now we will move to another muscle group. هلا ايه بنكون خلصنا الروتيتر كاف مسل هم ديب مسل جروب. ننتقل للسوبرفيشال مسل جروب اللي هم البايسبس ديلتويد مسل. So what biceps mean? Means that we have two head, okay, long head and short head. So what are the function of the biceps muscle؟ في حدا بيعرف؟ ايه؟ اوكي؟ صاحب عمار. Okay, so actually this is بالترتيب هي ثالث أهم وحدة. Okay, so the function of the biceps is to do flexion of the shoulder. Okay, supination of the forearm, and it assists a muscle called the brachialis inflection of the elbow. Okay, so again, flexion of the shoulder, supination of the forearm, and friction of the elbow. كيف بفحصها؟ في لها تو تيست. اول تيست بخلي المريض 90 درجه فليكشن بيبان توورد ذا سيلينج، بحكي للمريض ارفع لفوق وهيك انا بكون بفحص الفليكشن function على الشولدر يعني عم بفحص اللونج هيد وهذا اسمه speed test. الاكزامينيشن الثاني لما بتسوي ريكشن على الكلب برونيشن بحكي للمريض سوي سوباينيشن اجينست ريزيستنس يعني بيريف ايده اوكي. Sometimes it is difficult للمرضى يعني عشان يسوي so you have to mimic the action يعني انت تسويها قدام كيف بحط ايدك هيك بعدين بتجيبها against my resistance and this is called yield zone test. So we have something called instability test. Since the shoulder joint is the most common joint to have dislocation, and you're doing the position of the shoulder dislocation, you have abduction, external rotation, and extension. The نفس الوضعية اللاعب البيسبول برمي الكرة. Okay, abduction, external rotation, extension. And إذا المريض كان في عنده instability بعيده عن نفس الحركات abduction, external rotation and extension. المرضى اللي عنده instability أول ما أبدأ أسوي extension part رح يجي يشد على عينيه ويقول لك do not continue the examination because I feel that the shoulder is going to move out of the joint. Okay, and this is called apprehension test. Apprehension. Apprehension يعني تعبير وجهه ما يعني to complete my examination. Okay, ايش الرينج اوف موشن يا عمار على الإلبو؟ ايش الرينج اوف موشن؟ خلصنا الشوط، ايش الرينج؟ Okay, what? Flexion يلا، كيف الفليكشن؟ فليكشن برافو عليك. كنا نتعلم بعدين here it is not called rotation يا عمار it is called supination and pronation. Okay, so what do you think the important stabilizing factor for the elbow joint? Okay, مين بيعرف ايش بسوي؟ اتفقنا انه الاسيتابيولا والهيب the most important stabilizing factor is the bone structure. واتفقنا مع بعض انه بالشولدر the most important thing for stabilizing the shoulder joint is the muscles. طب الالبو تفضل
biceps tendon.
Okay, it is ligament. Okay, and we have ligaments on the medial side and on the lateral side. So to examine any ligament I must put the ligament under pressure. Okay, شباب اللي فوق 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 اموركم طيبة خليكم معي بس okay. So if تبدأ بثبت الارم كتير وبمسك الفور ارم بالايد الثانية بسوي بلغس ستريس صح؟ انا اذا باخذها لبرا هذا صار اسمه بلغس ستريس and I examine the medial collateral ligaments. اذا بثبت الارم خدها بارس بكون عم بفحص lateral ligaments and we have two positive tests. إذا صار عنده pain إيش معناته؟ معناته partial injury. طب إذا كان complete injury تفضل احكي. ممتاز. كيف بدي أعرف إنه this is abnormal movement؟ I have to compare with the other side. كيف نرجع للقاعدة الأولى اللي حكيناها إنه always compare with the other side. Okay, there is a very common pathology بتصيب الإلبو اسمها tennis elbow. What is tennis elbow? Tennis elbow it is inflammation of the lateral epicondyle. From the lateral epicondyle we have three important muscles called the common extensor muscle of the wrist. هم both the origin from the above the elbow ولكن بيسووا insertion بعد الرست. They cross two joints and the function is to do extension of the wrist. كيف بدي افحص for lateral epicondylitis؟ بخلي المريض يسوي elbow flexion supination بحكي له ارفع ايدك للاعلى against resistance. المرضى اللي عندهم tennis elbow okay will feel pain بس يسوي extension. On the medial side, there is something also called medial epicondylitis or golfer elbow. It is much less common than lateral epicondylitis. بدي أفحصها بطريقة معاكسة تمام. بخلي المريض يسوي elbow friction. اوكي. كي يسوي friction of the wrist. Against my resistance. Okay. رجعت يا عمار. عمار احكي لنا ايش الموفمنت على الريست جوينت. اوكي يلا يا عمار. هاي لهون ايش تسمعها؟ فريكشن. اور عشان انا اكون عشان ما اتلخبط هاي فريكشن ولا هاي فريكشن ولا هاي فريكشن. اوكي سو ات از فريكشن اور بالمري فريكشن. اوكي اند ذس از كول دورس فريكشن. اوكي This called abduction. عشان ما أتلخبط ممكن أحكيها radial deviation. لأنه إحنا نأخذ الإيد toward the radius and ulnar deviation. On the fingers, what are the movement? Friction, extension, abduction and abduction. There is a common pathology called carpal tunnel syndrome. وأكيد كلكم أخذتوا بالأناتومي what is the carpal tunnel. It is a tunnel بمر فيها medial nerve and non-tendons. The four flexor digitorum profunda, the four flexor digitorum superficialis, and the flexor pollicis longus. إذا صار فيها pressure, صار فيها زي ضغط على medial nerve, فيعطينا شيء اسمه carpal tunnel syndrome. كيف بدي أخذ يعني two important tests to examine for the carpal tunnel. واحد اسمه فرنتس. اوكي بخلي المريض يسوي لي this movement. positive test is reproducible of symptoms. نفس السيمبتومز المريض بحكي فيها. اوكي تينل تيست حكينا التينل هو عباره عن the percussion in the orthopedic. يعني I do tapping. اوكي اذا المريض عنده carpal tunnel راح المريض يصير عنده electrical shock. عمار اسبان يلا فريكشن سوي فريكشن فريكشن داونورد موفمنت اكستنشن اوكي اند لاترال روتيشن اختراق ولمبر فريكشن سيل اكستنشن اوكي ذا هيب جوينت وات ار ذا رينج اوف موشن على الهيب جوينت اوكي فورورد فريكشن اكستنشن ابدكشن ادكشن انتيرنال روتيشن اند External rotation. In some patients, we have something called lower limb discrepancy. And the ijar أطول من ijar. وفي هذا الحالة يجب أن نفحص two things. إيش اسمه? Apparent length and true length. What is true length? عشان أفحص أنا كل أي limb يجب أن أخذ two bony landmark. فأنا إيش بسوي؟ بحط إيدي على الإيليك سبان، السوبيريور إيليك سبان، بحط خط على ميديال مانيولاس، لأنها very prominent، and I take the length of this side, I take the length of this side. This is called true limb length. In apparent length, نأخذ طول من الأمبرايتس للميديال مانيولاس. طبعاً ليش في شيء اسمه apparent length؟ لأنه في بعض المرضى ما عنده true shortening بالنم، في عنده إشي اسمه pelvic tilt، يقول البلفس عنده tilt، فأنا لازم آخذ the true length and the apparent length. There is a test called Patrick test which is used to examine the sacroiliac joint. بخلي المريض ينام، حط ينام، هاي يسوي figure of four، figure of four، خلص أعمال بخلي المريض يكون نايم prone. Have figure four. I press down on the knee. I stress the sacroiliac joint. Okay. One of the common sides for examination is the knee examination. Okay. There is common injuries for the knee. طبعا أغلب لاعبين كرة القدم يصير عندهم ايش هذا الربط ليجمنت انجري اوكي سواء ليجمنت انجري او منسكس انجري واصلا هي هاي قادر انه تنهي مسيره اللاعب يعني رونالدو ظاهره اوكي صار عنده اي سي ال اند هي اوبريت 3 تايمز وظل عنده نفس المشكله اوكي سو ذا رينج اوف موشن اون ذا هي از فليكشن اند اكستنشن اوكي And these are the examination for the ACL. شباب معاي؟ Okay. This is test called anterior grower test used to examine the anterior cruciate ligament. المريض بخليه يسوي زاوية 90 I push forward. Okay. كيف بدي أعرف ال positive test? I compare the movement with the normal side. Okay. There is a more specific test for the ACL called the Lachman test. I do it at the angle of 30 degrees. Posterior drawer test is used for examination of the
posterior cruciate ligament, the rubat al-sarib al-khalfi. Again, the same principle. I push downward. I know the excessive movement when compared with the normal side. Varus and valgus stress test, the same as elbow. I use them to examine the medial collateral ligament and the lateral collateral ligaments. Okay. So when I do a valgus stress test, I examine the medial side. When I do varus, I examine the lateral side. Mankberry test is used to examine the meniscus. The meniscus, we know that we have medial meniscus, which are the غضاريف الهلالية, okay, and the lateral meniscus. The principle of Mankberry test is to examine the meniscus under compression. Okay, أنا بضغط على meniscus under compression لأنه هو structure جاي between the two bones. إذا في pathology, the patient will feel pain. Ankle and foot, dorsiflexion or flexion upward movement, and plantar flexion or extension, pronation and supination. Okay, we have also on the ankle the inversion and the eversion movement. Okay, again we have the same as for the ACL, it is called anterior drawer test, which is examination of the ligament. Actually, like ankle is